Hey guys, welcome to Dream Makeup. Wow, it has been way too long since I've done this. I was sitting down listening to my music. If you follow me, you will know that I've been doing this for a while now, and I'm actually on my way to my fourth album. I'm so excited about it. I just keep listening to it and listening to it until it's like, I guess, perfect in my eyes. And I'm just so excited and elated for what's to come. And that's what this segment is about. It's about what's to come. There is just so many things going on. And actually, I'm happy I took a break from podcasting because I think I needed to recharge my thoughts so that I can give anybody out there that's listening. If you're out here listening, I really feel like it's not by mere accident, okay, by chance, okay, you are here because God has brought me to you. I really do believe that. And what is to come is what I think is going to be something amazing. I don't know, people, I can't tell you why I feel this explodingness of possibilities and faith and happiness. You know, I know that in the Bible, like during the end of times, like I'm not saying this about the end of times, but what I'm saying is there's supposed to be like 7 years of like just happiness. And I don't know if it's already happened or if it's coming, but I just feel like it's something like that right now. Because, you know, first comes the storm, then comes the rainbow. You know what I mean? I don't know why I'm like that. I just believe that within my bones, to my core and my soul. I just feel like God just wanted to freaking put a stop on all of us. Like, just pump the brakes, you know? Who's the boss? Who's the man? Who's the king? Everybody is doing what they want to do, and they're not listening anymore. God says, those who have ears, let them hear what the Lord has got to say. And, you know, I'm not in a religion podcast. I'm in a dream podcast. But you have to understand, to be a dreamer, you have to have faith. And with faith, it is attached to religion. And you have to understand that without faith, you cannot conquer your dreams. I just want to say this, though. If you go after your dreams intuitively, then you are following your dreams with faith, you know, more so as an instinct kind of way. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ones that ignore their instincts, ignore the whispers, ignore, you know, God, ignore themselves, because God and us, we're all one, you know what I mean, spiritually. So real quick, I don't want to overwhelm you, because I guess I feel excited to be here talking about something that I'm passionate about, and that's the pursuance of dreams. Is whatever is to come, by law of attraction, it's going to be something that you ask for, okay? And we know the secret. We know this is in the Bible, acts and you shall receive. We know that there is some type of formula that the universe answers back to. It starts with you, and then you have to ask, or you have to want it or will it, and then the universe therefore gives you what you want, because this is what you desire. And it says in the Bible that God will grant thy heart's desires for those who believe. Because if you don't believe and he grants your heart's desires, how will you know that it came from God? Okay, check that. So what I want to say is there are so many platforms out right now, like TikTok. Like, TikTok is the epitome of law of attraction. You only get people on your For You page that relate to whatever you're clicking on. So it really is something. I'm telling you, TikTok is freaking amazing. I'm on it and I'm having a blast. So I hope you TikTokers, cool cats and kittens, are having a good time. But nonetheless, it doesn't only have to be a social platform. I'm talking about whatever it is that you're physically doing with your body every single day, you are pretty much asking for it. Okay. And I'm talking about the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Okay. And, you know, I've been there. I've been in positions where I was in a horrible situation. And then in hindsight, I'm thinking, I completely created that situation by, one, allowing it, and two, willing to carry on with it. You know, it's just kind of amazing, this whole hindsight thing. But back to what's to come. whatever is to come is whatever you dream. That's what I want to say. So start listening, people. Start believing in your dreams, because people be having dreams and they be like, that was crazy, and they move on, or they don't remember, or they forget, and they just don't really take their dreams seriously. But dreams are messages for you to intuitively take in the messages of God so you can live out your life's purpose. You have to know that. I mean, am I taking crazy pills? Why do we all have to dream? So that we get the messages so that we can carry on with our purpose. Okay? And sometimes we have nightmares to warn us about things or to make us aware of things. And sometimes we have wonderful dreams to push us towards certain things. So we are really driven by dreams. You have to understand that, you know. And what I want to say is this, I'm going to end it with this. Some people's dreams get cut short. And, you know, this whole thing with the Ahmad, it's just freaking ridiculous. I can't believe, I'm not going to get into politics, but basically, you know, another black male, real quick, has passed away by being shot by two pedestrians, I guess, who thought he was some type of criminal. And he was only 25, and his birthday actually this past Friday. And, you know, I just love, because I'm a runner. I run. That's my thing, yo. And the fact that he was a runner, it just makes me want to run even more. Okay? And the fact that there's people out there, white, black, Mexican, Spanish, Christian, Muslim, it doesn't matter what they are, but they believe in justice and are running in his respect. It just makes me feel like his life wasn't in vain. And that's beautiful. But, you know, his name was Ahmad Aubrey. And, you know, it just seems like such a tragedy. And the mere fact is, I just saw, I mean, I don't know how credible TikTok is, but I did see on TikTok a recent feed that said that they're not even in jail because Georgia has some law that doesn't back up whatever they were being charged for. So they're actually free. But what I do know is this, in the criminal justice system, you can pursue motions. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I've been through a divorce. We're not going there, but motions can be filed. And with that said, I'm not really sure about criminal justice 100%, but I do know about motions, like I said. And even though they're not being charged for that particular case, they can still be brought more charges, okay? So just because they weren't charged for that one specific thing doesn't mean they can't be charged for others. So I do believe justice will prevail one way, shape, form, or another. But we just gotta let it play out the way that it's supposed to, because it's beyond our control. God says, lean not into your own understanding. And that's what I'm choosing to do. And you should too. Okay. So anyways, listen, guys, I'm happy to be back. I have so many great things going on in my life. I'm just happy. I'm just so happy right now that my music gives me my gas and fuel, and God gives me my gas and fuel, and my children give me my gas and fuel, and my wonderful, hardworking boyfriend is my gas and fuel, and everything around me is gassing me and fueling me forward. My job even, I mean, real estate's been a whole other thing. I cannot wait to tell you guys what's been going on with that. That's on another podcast. But if you follow me on Dream Makeup, if you've been loyal to me, I don't know who you are, send me a message. I just want to say thank you. And also, keep dreaming.